Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So, we all want to be fit and healthy, but it's not as easy as just, you know, jumping into the gym. Now, in recent years, we've got more aware of just how important it is to look after our minds as well as our bodies. Now, fitness guru Chrissy Chella is on the line now to talk about her new book, Happy, Healthy, Strong, and why those words are just so closely related. Chrissy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for coming on the show.
So thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Let's start by talking about motivation. Can you explain just the importance of knowing why you're trying to get healthy before you start?
I think what motivation is one of those things, I always refer it to the spark at the beginning of a relationship, right? You're so excited. You have this spark. You're ready to get to know someone. And then sometimes the spark fizzles out and then you're left with, what do I do next? So that's why I can't stress enough. You cannot rely on motivation. You have to rely on building habits and understanding why you even want to start your journey in the first place. The minute you understand why you want to start your journey in the first place, it will enable you to understand what you need to do next.
You love a good schedule and a bit of repetition, don't you?
I do. It helps me stay balanced and structured.
But having a schedule makes it easier to decide to say no to things that might crop up during the day. I mean, that can really help, can't it, if you have a schedule, no, and forward plan.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know how busy we can be. We have, you know, mums looking after children running around. We have working mums. We have students. We have people working, you know, nonstop to help their families and to propel their careers. Like, I understand life is so busy. So that's why the way I talk to my community is I tell them to schedule in their workout as if it was an appointment. So you don't want to miss appointments. Like, you don't want to let the other person down. So when you have a doctor's appointment, you'll go there early. You'll make sure you make time for it. It's the same thing with your workout. Schedule it in like an appointment. So if that means it's a 6 a.m. appointment or a 6 p.m. appointment, you're going to find a slot that you can schedule in that appointment with yourself.
Of course, you could just come off Instagram for a couple of hours and that and give you loads of time.
Right?
Now, I had a little look at your schedule. You actually start at 6:30 a.m. and you hit the bed after showering at 11:30 p.m. Are you getting enough sleep, Chrissy?
I feel like you've done some detective work and I feel like exposed. It's true. Yeah. Okay, so I'm not sure how much you know, but obviously I'm running two companies. So I have to be really present for my team. I have to be available because, you know, building companies requires so much of your time. And it's something that I'm so thankful I get to do. And unfortunately, that comes with a bit of sacrifice, which is sleep. Mm. So for me, I am going to be so honest. I am the worst person to give you advice on sleep because I need my own advice. So what I will say, though, is the habit I've implemented is I just don't bring my phone into the bedroom anymore. I just leave it out. I have my alarm clock that wakes me up, and I rely on that now. And it's made such a world of difference, just leaving your phone downstairs. It's not available to you, and you're not tempted to touch it because I know I'll just crack on with work or go on social media. To just leave it away from you.
Good tip. Yeah, I did that recently as well. I got an alarm clock. It sounds so trivial and small, but it's made a huge difference. I love your book. I love that you have almost 20 pages of dessert ideas in there. Looking at you, I would never believe banoffee or brownies were part of your life. Do you eat them? Do you eat those 20 desserts that are in your book?
I think, you know what, I would lose my mind if I didn't get to eat the foods I enjoyed. And that just goes back to what I always say, like, if something is unsustainable in your life and you cannot maintain it, you shouldn't be doing it. So to tell me that I can't eat the things I love, like banoffee pie or brownies, like, we're going to have a fight because you are not making me give those things up. So I think it's so important for people to understand that fitness, moving your body, eating the food you love is part of your journey, is part of your wellness, and you should not be giving them up.
I love that you recently said that green juice and abs are not wellness. What is your message to young people about the real things that matter in life?
Yeah, I mean, recently I discovered that I had quite a large lump on the right side of my breast. Mm-hmm. And it really, like, it panicked me a lot. And I just sat back and I thought, okay, so I've spent nearly a decade of my life going to the gym, supplementing my workouts with nutrition, looking after myself, and yet I've discovered a big lump on the side of my breast that I don't know what this lump could be. And I sat back and I thought to myself, abs and green juices are not the epiphany of wellness. Wellness for me is the ability to move your body in a way that feels so good for you, the ability to find happiness within yourself and what you have around you, and the ability to truly be present in the moment and take everything in. And I think it made me reflect on how every single day is a learning day. And so many women think that if you have abs or if you're drinking that green juice that you hate in the morning, that's what's going to be the epiphany of health and happiness. And the answer is just simply no.
It must have given, finding that lump must have given you an awful lot of perspective.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, no one's, do you know what kind of a little bit irritates me? It's the fact that when you're in school, no one really speaks about this. Mm. So like, I wish when I was a teenager in secondary school, I did have a lesson where, you know, teachers were telling me, check your body, check your breasts, check your bits and bobs, check yourself, check in with yourself mentally and physically. And I think I discovered it really just by looking in the mirror, and I saw it and I was like, oh my God, what is that? And then I didn't know how to handle it because I hadn't been taught how to handle it. That's why I made it so public on social media. And I said, look, like, I wish I had a big sister. Oh, I wish I had someone to tell me, just go check yourself. There's nothing wrong. If there's something there, don't panic. Just check yourself, because you just never know.
It's so important. Yeah. Fair play to you for doing that. Chrissy Chella is a massively successful brand, making you lose sleep. Not lose sleep, but you could do it a little bit more sleep. But you're also a young woman living a real life. How do you manage to get yourself some time away from it all?
I find it quite difficult, and I think I'm very self-aware that I need to take steps in taking more time to myself and being more present with the people I love. And it's definitely something I want to work on with the years to come. I just think right now, like, I call these kind of like my soldier years. I'm so passionate with what I do, and the ability to just see how women's lives are changing. And when I see someone wear Honor Active or read my book, it just gives me so much purpose that I'm just not ready to quite let go of that, because I know there's a bigger purpose here that I'm trying to fulfill. But I do try and have some me time here and there.
What do you like to do in your downtime? Eating off.
Do you know my favorite? Eat, well, brownies more. But do you know my favorite thing is honestly waking up on a Saturday without an alarm clock, walking my dog, being with my partner, making some food at home, just keeping it simple. Yeah. You know, just finding enjoyment in the simple things in life.
Well, listen, Chrissy, thank you so much for joining me today. Chrissy Chella's new book, Happy, Healthy, Strong, is out now. It's amazing. Go and grab it. Chrissy, thanks for coming on the show, and I wish you the very best of luck with everything, okay?
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.